Imagine living in a world where your thoughts and emotions directly shape your reality, not as a metaphor, but as a literal process governed by universal laws. This is the foundation of the amazing power of deliberate intent. We exist primarily as vibrational beings in a responsive universe that mirrors our energetic output. Every thought you think sends ripples through this vibrational field, attracting matching experiences back to you. When you worry about money, you attract financial stress. When you appreciate good health, you invite more wellness. This isn't wishful thinking, it's the mechanics of existence. What makes this perspective revolutionary is how it positions us not as separate from source energy, God, universe, but as extensions of it. We are the leading edge of thought, experiencing physical reality by choice. Think of yourself as consciousness having a physical experience, not the other way around. This eliminates the perceived gap between spiritual and material existence, showing how both are integrally connected in our creative process. Every contrast we experience, pleasant or unpleasant, serves to clarify our preferences and contributes to the expansion of all that is. Your emotions aren't random reactions. They're sophisticated feedback mechanisms, telling you precisely how aligned you are with your true self. Feel good? You're in alignment. Feel bad? You're resisting your natural state of well-being. It's that simple and that profound. This internal guidance system works like an emotional GPS, constantly providing real-time feedback about your energetic alignment. When you feel joy, excitement, or appreciation, you're tuned to the same frequency as your inner being. When anxiety, frustration, or sadness arise, you've tuned elsewhere. These feelings aren't punishments or rewards, they're information, telling you whether you're moving toward or away from who you really are. Consider how differently this perspective frames difficult emotions. That guilt you feel after making a mistake, it's not evidence of your unworthiness. It's feedback that you're judging yourself more harshly than your inner being ever would. The anxiety about your future, it signals you're focusing on potential problems rather than possibilities. By understanding emotions as guidance rather than experiences to endure, you gain tremendous power to navigate life with greater ease and clarity. The law of attraction responds to your vibrational output like gravity, consistently and automatically, whether you're aware of it or not. Every thought sends a signal that this law matches, making you the creator of your experience. Understanding this transforms life from happening to you into happening through you. You attract what you vibrationally offer, not just what you say you want. For example, declaring desires for abundance while feeling worried about money will attract experiences matching those worried feelings. This explains why affirmations or vision boards sometimes fail. They address surface desires while deeper vibrational patterns remain unchanged. Like gravity, this principle works consistently. Rather than blaming external circumstances, you can focus on adjusting your vibrational offering, your thoughts, beliefs, and feelings, knowing your reality will shift to match. The goal isn't to control outcomes, but to align your energy with your desires. The concept of vibrational relativity explains how desires must align with beliefs for manifestation to occur. When these forces conflict, emotional discord blocks our manifestations. For example, desiring financial freedom while believing money is hard to come by creates resistance that prevents abundance. The key isn't forcing yourself to believe something that feels false, but gradually bridging the gap with incrementally better feeling thoughts. Someone might progress from, "I'm drowning in debt," to, "I've managed money challenges before," to, "I'm learning better financial habits," to, "I'm open to unexpected abundance." Each step feels more believable than the last. This stepping stone approach works for any goal, health, relationships, or career, by honoring your current reality while creating viable pathways to your desired outcome. It makes manifestation feel natural rather than forced. Your emotional state isn't random. It exists on a spectrum ranging from deep connection with source, joy, appreciation, love, to profound disconnection, depression, despair, powerlessness. Understanding this scale transforms how you handle difficult emotions and accelerates your journey toward what you want. The Emotional Guidance Scale presents 22 distinct emotional states, from joy at the top to despair at the bottom. What makes this scale practical is recognizing that you move up one step at a time. If you're feeling depressed, trying to force yourself to feel joyful isn't just ineffective, it's counterproductive. Instead, reaching for slight relief is both realistic and powerful. Perhaps anger feels better than depression because it contains more energy. From anger, you might move to frustration, then to hope, gradually working your way upward. This explains why telling someone who's grieving to cheer up rarely helps. It asks them to make an impossible emotional leap. Instead, honoring where they are while gently reaching for slightly better feelings creates sustainable progress. Each small shift brings relief and indicates vibrational improvement that, through the law of attraction, begins attracting better feeling experiences. Different emotional states require different manifestation techniques. For positive emotions, joy to frustration, use the Book of Positive Aspects, listing what you appreciate about situations or people to build positive momentum. For mid-range emotions, positive expectation to overwhelm, practice segment intending by consciously setting your desired emotional tone before new activities. This allows you to shape experiences proactively rather than react to circumstances. When dealing with challenging emotions, hopefulness to discouragement, use the "wouldn't it be nice if" process. Framing desires as pleasant possibilities rather than urgent needs reduces resistance and invites solutions. For example, "wouldn't it be nice if I found the perfect job" feels better than "I need a new job immediately." These processes help you choose incrementally better feeling thoughts, allowing your natural well-being to emerge while aligning with your desires. The art of allowing means maintaining vibrational alignment with your broader self while fully participating in physical reality. Rather than controlling circumstances, it's about managing your perspective of them. We navigate two simultaneous journeys: the action journey, physical circumstances, and the emotional journey, chosen feelings. From any starting point, we can choose how we feel despite conditions. For example, someone facing health challenges could choose between pain with fear or pain with hope. This emotional choice affects both their experience and what they attract. The key insight is that 99.99% of creation occurs before physical manifestation. Once something appears in your life, the vibrational work is complete. This shifts focus from manipulating outcomes to managing your vibrational state, knowing aligned energy leads to inevitable manifestation. You cannot get it wrong because it is never done. Each moment offers a fresh choice to think better thoughts, appreciate what's working, and focus on what you want. The journey isn't about reaching perfection, but enjoying the continuous process of expansion, the very reason we entered physical reality.